Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So this is Canto 3, Chapter 7, entitled Further Inquiries by Vidura, text number 36. O best among the brahmanas, those who are spiritual masters are very kind to the needy. They are always kind to their followers, disciples, and sons, and without being asked by them, the spiritual master describes all that is knowledge.
Перевод. У лучших брахманов духовные учителя неизменно милостивы к тем, кто терпит нужду. Они всегда отделяют милостью своих последователей, учеников и сыновей. Духовный учитель открывает им все знания, не дожидаясь, пока его об этом попросят.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There are many subjects to be known from the bona fide spiritual master.
Комментарий Шрила Прабхупады. Истинный духовный учитель может научить очень многому.
The followers, disciples, and sons are all on one level for the bona fide spiritual master. And he is always kind to them and always speaks to them on transcendental subjects, even though he is not asked by them.
Последователи, ученики или сыновья, все они равны в глазах истинного духовного учителя. Он неизменно милостив к ним и всегда рассказывает им о трансцендентных предметах, не дожидаясь, пока его об этом попросят.
That is the nature of a bona fide spiritual master.
Такова натура истинного духовного учителя.
Vidura appealed to Maitreya Muni to speak on subjects about which he might not have asked.
В этом стихе Vidura просит Maitreya Muni рассказать ему о том, что он, может быть, упустил из виду.
So here the position of the spiritual master is being described.
Здесь описывается положение духовного учителя.
And it's saying that the quality of the spiritual master is that he always speaks about Krishna.
И говорится, что духовный учитель всегда говорит о Кришне.
He speaks either about Krishna directly or topics related to Krishna. He speaks about Krishna directly or topics that are related to Krishna.
Он говорит непосредственно о Кришне или затрагивает темы, которые связаны с Кришной.
There are different types of topics of Krishna Katha.
Есть различные темы Кришна Катхи.
For example, Bhagavad Gita is one type of Krishna Katha.
Например, Бхагавад Гита это один вид Кришна Катхи.
And that was spoken directly by Krishna himself.
И она была поведана самим Кришной.
And that deals so much with philosophy of understanding the personality of Godhead.
И она очень глубоко исследует природу личности Бога.
Srila Prabhupada said that Bhagavad Gita is the foundation of spiritual understanding.
Srila Prabhupada говорил, что Бхагавад Гита это основа духовного понимания.
He said it is like the primary education.
Он говорит, что это как высшее образование.
Because different topics are covered in the Bhagavad Gita.
Потому что там описываются различные темы.
How to understand Ishwar, how to understand God is discussed in Bhagavad Gita.
И там обсуждается, как понять Ишвару или Бога.
How to understand the living entity is discussed.
Как понять живое существо.
How to understand nature is discussed.
Там описывается, как можно понять природу.
How to understand time and how to understand karma.
Как понять время и как понять карму.
So by a full understanding of these five subject matters, a type of knowledge will arise within our hearts.
И если мы поймем пять этих предметов, то тогда определенное знание разовьется в нашем сердце.
And that type of knowledge which will arise is called Sambandha Gyan.
Это вид знания называется Sambandha Gyan.
Sambandha Gyan means knowledge of our relationship with Krishna.
Sambandha Gyana это означает знание о наших взаимоотношениях с Кришной.
Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described that there is primarily three divisions of knowledge.
Господь Чайтанья Махапрабху объяснял, что существует три основных вида знания.
He said first division is this sambandha.
И первый вид это вот эта самбанда.
When we actually become convinced that Krishna is God.
И тогда мы убеждаемся, что Кришна является Богом.
When we come to devotional service, we have some faith.
Когда мы приходим в преданное служение, у нас есть какая-то вера.
But generally our faith is very thin and weak.
Но в действительности наша вера очень слаба и тонкая.
Just like Krishna, he says, surrender to me.
Так как Кришна говорит, предайся мне.
And we consider ourselves to be devotees of Krishna.
И мы считаем себя преданными Кришне.
But we can see how we're not fully surrendered to him.
Но мы видим, как мы не можем полностью предаться ему.
At the present time, we're all maintaining some personal interest.
В настоящее время мы продолжаем оставлять личный интерес.
And that personal interest that we have, it keeps us from seeing Krishna in full.
И этот собственный личный интерес не дает возможности нам полностью увидеть Кришну.
But if we'll study Bhagavad Gita, then we'll understand how Krishna is the Supreme Person.
Но если мы будем изучать Бхагавад Гиту, мы поймем, как Кришна является верховной личностью Бога.
Then we'll become attracted to surrender to Him in full.
Тогда мы будем привлечены тем, чтобы предаться Ему полностью.
Just like Krishna has the whole discussion of Bhagavad Gita with Arjuna.
Так как Кришна обсуждает всю Бхагавад Гиту с Арджуной.
And He explains to him so many different activities that you can engage in for realization.
И он объясняет, что человек может быть занят таким множеством различных действий для реализации.
He explains to him karma.
Он объясняет ему карму.
He explains to him doing karma without personal desire.
Он объясняет ему, как осуществлять карму без собственного желания.
He gives a hint at jnana.
Он объясняет jnana.
He speaks about ashtanga yoga.
Он говорит об ashtanga yoga.
He tells Arjuna that it's better to perform bhakti than to try to meditate on Brahman.
Он говорит, что лучше осуществлять бхакти, чем медитировать на Брахман.
He goes in depth describing the glories of the Supreme Person and devotional service.
И он объясняет, рассказывает ему о славе Верховной Личности и преданного служения.
In devotional service, three things are necessary.
В преданном служении необходимы три вещи.
The object that we're serving.
Объект, которому мы служим.
The servant.
Слуга.
And the service itself.
И само служение.
So, in the middle six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in depth describes that Supreme Person.
И в шести средних главах Кришна описывает эту Верховную Личность.
And he describes the glories of devotional service.
И он описывает славу преданного служения.
Sometimes people say,
иногда люди говорят,
if the most important topics of Bhagavad Gita are devotional service,
если основная тема Бхагавад Гиты преданное служение,
then why does Krishna hide it in the middle of the book?
Почему он тогда спрятал ее в середине книги?
First six chapters is analytical study of the soul.
Первые шесть глав это аналитическое исследование души.
How to become free from material entanglement.
Как освободиться от материального рабства.
Last six chapters of the book are describing material nature, different types of work, so forth and so on.
А шесть последних глав описывает материальную природу различных видов деятельности.
Describes how there are divine people and how there are demons in this world.
А что есть святые личности, а есть демонические.
Our acharyas have said that Krishna has put devotional service in the middle of the book to protect it.
А наши ачарьи говорят, что Кришна поместил это преданное служение в середину книги, чтобы защитить
его. Because there's no treasure greater than devotional service to Krishna.
Потому что нет большего богатства, чем преданное служение Кришне.
So after he describes all these different duties in Bhagavad Gita, what does he tell Arjuna?
И после того, как он описывает различные виды деятельности, что он говорит Арджуне?
My ultimate instruction to you is that you forget everything else.
И он говорит, окончательно мое указание тебе, забудь обо всем.
You renounce all other duties in this world.
Откажись от всей деятельности в этом мире.
And simply surrender to me.
И просто предайся мне.
And if you do that, I will protect you from all of your karmas.
И если ты сделаешь это, я освобожу тебя от всей кармы.
So this requires real transcendental faith.
И это требует истинной трансцендентной веры.
Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a definition of faith.
И так как Чайтанья Махапрабху дает определение веры.
He says, if one understands,
если кто-нибудь поймет,
that simply by surrendering to Krishna,
что просто предавшись Кришне,
every other requirement of the Vedic scriptures is fulfilled.
Все требования ведических писаний удовлетворяются.
That's true transcendental faith.
Это только благодаря трансцендентной вере.
Or like Rupa Goswami describes in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Как Рупа Госвами объясняет Бхакти Расамрита Синдху.
He says that the first duty that we all have is to always remember Krishna.
Первая обязанность, которую мы все имеем, это всегда помнить Кришну.
And the first thing to be rejected is to ever forget Krishna.
И то, что, от чего мы должны отказаться, это всегда забывать Кришну.
And if you follow these two principles, all the other principles of the Vedas, they bow down to those two principles.
И если вы будете соблюдать эти два принципа, то все другие принципы в Ведах будут склоняться перед вами.
Always remember Krishna, never forget him.
Всегда помните Кришну, никогда о нем не забывайте.
Or Rupa Goswami said, "Yena tena prakarena." He said, one way or another, fix your mind on Krishna.
Так или иначе, концентрируйте свое внимание на Кришне.
So this is what Krishna is pushing us for in Bhagavad Gita.
И то, что хочет Кришна от нас в Бхагавад Гите.
How many times does he make the point, think of me?
Сколько раз он говорит, думай обо мне.
Манмана бхавамад бхакто маджаджи мам намаскару. Мам ивайсясти сатьям те патиджани приоси ме. Always think of me, become my devotee.
Всегда думай обо мне, стань моим преданным.
Worship me.
Поклоняйся мне.
Offer your obeisances to me.
Предлагай мне свой поклон.
And he says, if you do these things, I promise you something.
Если ты будешь делать это, я обещаю тебе, что...
I promise you that I will take you to me.
Я обещаю тебе, что я заберу тебя к себе.
Why is that?
Почему это так?
Because by doing these things, you become my friend.
Потому что делая это, ты становишься моим другом.
And Krishna becomes obliged to his friends and his devotees.
И Кришна становится обязанным к своему преданному, к своему другу.
Krishna is the supreme God.
Кришна верховный Бог.
He doesn't have to be obliged to anyone.
Он не обязан никому ничем.
He's completely independent.
Он полностью независим.
But he becomes obliged to the love of his devotees.
Но он становится обязанным благодаря любви своих преданных.
Just like Krishna becomes obliged to the love of Mother Jasoda.
Как, например, он становится обязанным любви матери Яшоды.
He allows Jasoda Devi to tie up his belly.
Он разрешает Яшода Деви завязать свой живот.
Krishna becomes obliged to the love of the gopis in Vrindavan.
Кришна становится обязанным любви гопи во Вриндаване.
And the gopis in Vrindavan, they'll chastise Krishna with so many harsh words.
Гопи Вриндаваны ругали Кришну такими словами.
Or the elderly gopis of Vrindavan, they'll use so much abuse on Krishna.
А старшие гопи Вриндавана.
Bad words.
Они тоже говорили плохие слова.
But does Krishna take offense?
Но принимал ли Кришна так?
No, he becomes bound by their mood of loving service.
Но наоборот, он был попадал в зависимость от их настроения служения.
Just like Krishna one time was with his friend Uddhava.
Как, например, Кришна был со своим другом Удхава.
And they were in Vrindavan.
Они были во Вриндаване.
And all of a sudden, they saw the mother-in-law of Srimati Radharani.
И они увидели невестку Шримати Радхарани.
Who is the mother of Abhimanyu.
Кто мать Абхиманьи.
And she looked up and she saw Krishna.
И она посмотрела и увидела Кришну.
She said, "You filthy black snake!
Ты,
you dirty black snake!
Ты грязная черная змея!
You're always coming around the girls in Vrindavan.
Ты всегда ходишь к девушкам Вриндавана.
And you always want to kiss them.
И ты хочешь всегда поцеловать их.
You're trying to destroy the chastity of all the young girls of Vrindavan.
Ты хочешь нарушить целомудрие всех молодых девушек Вриндавана.
You devil, leave this place.
Ты дьявол, убирайся отсюда.
And then Krishna looked at her and said, "You horrible old witch, shut up."
Ты старая ужасная ведьма, закройся.
And then Uddhava, he looked at me and went, "Oh my God, what's going on here?"
И Uddhava говорит, что здесь происходит?
He said, "I've never heard people like this. I've never heard people speak to Krishna like this before.
Я никогда не слышал, чтобы люди так разговаривали с Кришной.
What's going to happen?"
Что это происходит здесь?
And then Krishna, he had a nice smile on his face.
У Кришны была красивая улыбка на лице.
And he took Uddhava on the side.
И он забрал Удаву.
He said, "I want you to understand one thing."
Я хочу, чтобы ты понял одну вещь.
when these old gopis of Vrindavan chastise me with such harsh words, I find this thousands of times more satisfying than Brahmins who are chanting the Vedic literatures. Or the day that Krishna was herding cows with his friends, and all of his boys were very, very hungry. It was mid-morning. And they'd been running and playing so much. And Krishna could understand that they were feeling hungry. So Krishna turned to the cowherd boys. He said, "Nearby, there are some Brahmins who are doing jagya. You go to those Brahmins and you tell them that Krishna and Balaram want some food to eat." He said, "Better don't use the name Krishna and Balaram, because they're very proud of being Brahmins. And even though they're Brahmins, they don't understand who God is. Just tell them you need something to eat." Anyhow, the boys, they went to the Brahmins. And they used the names of Krishna and Balaram. And they said, "Just nearby, Krishna and Balaram are herding their cows, and they're very hungry. Can you get them something to eat?"
Совсем недалеко Кришна и Баларам пасут своих коров, они голодные. Не могли бы вы дать что-нибудь им поесть?
The Brahman said, "Go away.
Брахман сказали, уходите.
We're doing our jagya.
Мы совершаем ягью.
We must chant our mantras.
Мы должны воспевать свои мантры.
We have to pour the ghee.
Мы должны лить ги.
Go swaha." So they said, "Go away, don't bother us."
Уходите, не беспокойте нас.
The boys, they were amazed. How is it? These Brahmins cannot give something to Krishna and Balaram. They have so much malako here, they have so much yogurt, they have so much ghee. They won't give anything for them to eat. And they went back and they told Krishna and Balaram. They were so upset, the boys. But Krishna just smiled and he said, "Don't worry." He said, "They have big position in society. Because they are Brahmins. They're at topmost in position in Vedic society." He said, "But they don't understand the truth." He said, "Better you go back and you ask the wives of those Brahmins." So the boys went back and they went to these Brahmin ladies. And they said, "Oh mother, Krishna and Balaram are nearby and they're hungry. Can you give them some food?" And as soon as the ladies heard the name Krishna Balaram, what happened?
Как только эти женщины услышали имя Кришны Баларама, что произошло с ними?
Tears came to their eyes and their hair stood on end.
И у них слезы потекли из глаз, и волосы стали дыбом.
They said, "Krishna Balaram, they're hungry. What can we get them?"
Они сказали, Кришна Баларам голодные, что мы можем сделать для них?
And they immediately took everything in their house and they packed it up and they said, "Here, take it to Krishna Balaram."
И они сразу же собрали все продукты, которые были дома. Дали им, сказали, "Пусть принесите."
In fact, "We'll take it with you."
Мы даже возьмем это с собой.
And so they ran with the boys into the jungle with all of those supplies and gave to Krishna and Balaram.
И они побежали вместе с мальчиками в джунгли и понесли всю эту пищу.
Because these Brahmin ladies, they were always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and Balaram.
Потому что эти жены брахманов были всегда погружены мыслями о Кришне Баларам.
They'd never seen Krishna Balaram.
Они никогда не видели их.
They'd only heard of him.
Они только слышали.
They were living in Mathura.
Они жили в Матхуре.
And Krishna and Balaram were living in Vrindavan.
А Кришна и Баларам жили во Вриндаване.
But they had heard of how wonderful and beautiful Krishna and Balaram are, and they were spontaneously attracted.
Но они слышали, как красив Кришна и Баларама, и они спонтанно привлекались им.
And all of a sudden, they came up on Krishna and Balaram in the jungle in Vrindavan.
И вдруг они подошли к Кришне и Баларам во Вриндаване в джунгле.
And the object of their meditation became present in their eyes.
И объект их медитации присутствовал перед их глазами.
And they took Krishna Balarama into their hearts through their eyes, and they embraced them to their heart's content. So Krishna becomes obligated when devotees have love like this. Krishna drove the chariot for Arjuna. That God doesn't have to do work. But because Krishna, because Arjuna was his friend, and because he was his devotee, Krishna accepted that work on his behalf.
Но потому что Арджуна был его другом, он был его преданным, Кришна принял на себя такую роль.
So we should try to understand Krishna as being a person.
Мы должны попытаться понять Кришну как личность.
We should try to understand the wonderful activities that Krishna is engaging in relationship to his devotees.
Мы должны понять, какой деятельностью занимается Кришна в общении со своими преданными.
And then if we do, we'll become eager to surrender. Enthusiastic.
А если мы поймем это, то тогда у нас разовьется большое желание служить ему.
It's just like I may be sitting in India.
Я могу сидеть в Индии.
And somebody may say, there's a person in Russia and his name is Gornataraj.
Есть одна личность в России, его зовут Горнатарадж.
And I may say, who is Gornataraj?
А я скажу, кто это такой Горнатарадж?
And they say, he's such a fine person.
А мне скажут, он такая удивительная личность.
He has such good qualities.
У него такие хорошие качества.
He can play kartel so nicely.
Он играет на каратэлах так хорошо.
He's so gentle.
Он такой мягкий.
He never speaks loudly.
Он никогда не говорит громко.
He always likes to serve the devotees.
Он всегда хочет служить преданным.
If I hear about Gornataraj, I'll say, he must be a nice person to meet.
И когда я услышал об этом, я скажу, о, неплохо было бы с ним встретиться.
Naturally, I want to come over here and meet the Gornataraj.
Естественно, я захочу прийти сюда и встретить Горнатараджа.
So in the same way, if we will hear about Krishna,
и таким же образом, если мы услышим о Кришне,
and we will study about Krishna,
и мы будем учиться о Кришне,
then our natural enthusiasm to know Krishna will grow.
Тогда естественный энтузиазм узнать Кришну разовьется.
So this is called sadhana bhakti yoga.
Это называется sadhana bhakti yoga.
This is like Parikshit Maharaj.
Как, например, Парикшит Махарадж.
Parikshit Maharaj is making tour of his kingdom.
Махараджа Парикшит совершал путешествие по своему царству.
And then, for some reason, he became overwhelmed with hunger and thirst.
И вдруг его охватила жажда и голод.
Now this is a natural thing.
Это неестественная вещь.
Why is that?
Почему это так?
Because pure devotees are generally not affected by thirst and lamentation and all these material impediments.
Потому что чистого преданного не беспокоит голод, сожаление, жажда.
But all of a sudden Parikshit Maharaj became overwhelmed by thirst.
Но Махараджа Парикшита охватила жажда.
So he went into this ashram.
И он отправился в ашрам.
And there was one rishi who was sitting there.
И там был один риши, который сидел.
And he was sitting deep in a state of trance.
И он сидел в глубоком трансе.
Because he was meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Он медитировал на лотосных стопах Кришны.
And Parikshit Maharaj said, "O rishi,
Махараджа Парикшит сказал, риши,
I'm thirsty.
Я испытываю жажду.
Can you please give me some water?"
Можешь ли ты мне дать немного воды?
But that rishi was absorbed.
А этот риши был погружен.
He wasn't conscious that Parikshit Maharaj is there.
Он не осознавал, что Махараджа Парикшит там.
He didn't stand up to receive him.
Он не встал для того, чтобы встретить его.
He didn't give him water.
Он не дал ему воды.
Didn't give him a place to sit.
Не дал ему места для сидения.
Just like it's described in our culture.
Как, например, описывается, что в нашей культуре.
In our Vedic culture.
В нашей ведической культуре.
That when a person comes to your home, there are certain things that you should offer him.
Когда приходит гость к вам в дом, вы должны предложить ему некоторые вещи.
According to your ability.
В зависимости от ваших возможностей.
You should at least give the person a nice place to sit.
По крайней мере, вы должны ему дать хорошее место для сидения.
And if he is a highly elevated saintly person, you should perform some puja of that person.
А если он очень продвинутая духовная личность, вы должны совершить пуджу ему.
Just like we read in the Krishna book.
Как, например, мы читаем.
When Sudama Brahman, when he went to see Krishna in Dwarka,
когда Брахма Судама отправился видеть Кришну в Двараке,
how did Krishna receive him?
Как Кришна принимал его?
Krishna made him sit on his own bed.
Кришна сделал сидение на своей собственной постели.
And then Krishna told Rukmini Devi, bring water quickly, I want to wash his feet.
И он сказал Рукмини Деви, принеси воду, я хочу омыть его стопы.
And then Krishna did the artik of the Sudama Brahman. And then he waved the chamara on Sudama Brahman. He even had, he had Rukmini Devi stand there and wave the chamara and give the fan. So Vedic culture says that when a person comes, we should receive them nicely. Even if we don't have anything else to offer, we can offer kind words. Prabhu, it's so nice that you've come. It's so nice to see you again. So Parikshit Maharaj, he was becoming angry. He said, this Brahmin, he's not even offering me proper respect. I'm the king of the entire world. And he doesn't even have the sense to give me a place to sit or a glass of water to drink. He said, he is not a fit person. So nearby he saw one dead snake. And he picked up that snake with his bow. He said, such a good Brahmin, I will offer him a garland. And he put that dead snake around the Brahmin's neck. Now this is extraordinary behavior for a pure devotee of the Lord. Pure devotees generally don't do things like that. Then Parikshit Maharaj, he left. And then we know the son of the Brahmin came. And his friends told him what happened. And because he was not qualified, immediately he became angry. And he cursed Parikshit Maharaj to die within a week. So then that Brahmin came out of his trance. He found out what had happened. He felt very, very bad. So he sent his representative to Maharaj Parikshit. And in the meantime, Parikshit Maharaj had been thinking also. He said, why did I behave in that way? I never behave in that way. Why did I become so overwhelmed by anger? Why did I experience thirst like that? He couldn't understand. And then the messenger of the Brahmin came. And he said, because of your activities, the son of this Brahmin has cursed you to die within 1 week. So, what did Parikshit Maharaj do? It's not that he started crying or he started lamenting. But he immediately renounced everything and he went to the bank of the Ganga. And then he met his spiritual master, Shukadeva Goswami. And Shukadeva Goswami started instructing him in sadhana. He started telling him what his practice should be to achieve the perfection of life. And he said, you should always meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You should try to understand Him in full. And understanding the Lord in full, what does it mean? Vedanti tattabhidas tattam yajjjnanam adhvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. It means that we have to understand that the Lord can be realized in different features. The Lord is the Brahman, He's the Paramatma, and He's Bhagavan. And we can meditate on the Lord in any of those features. And that will constitute meditating on the Absolute Truth. But the Vedas and the Acharyas, they teach us that to meditate on the aspect of Bhagavan or the personality of Godhead is the highest form of transcendental realization.
Говорят нам о том, что медитировать на Бхагавана является высшей стадией.
So Shukadev, he said, always fix your mind on this supreme personality of Godhead.
Шукадев Госвами говорит, всегда концентрируй свое сознание на этой верховной личности.
And how can you do it?
Как ты можешь это сделать?
You can do it always by hearing and chanting and remembering the Lord.
Ты можешь это делать, слушая, воспевая и всегда памятуя.
So we should hear topics of Krishna.
Мы должны слушать различные темы о Кришне.
And how should we hear them?
Как мы должны их слушать?
We should hear them from our spiritual masters.
Мы должны слышать их от наших духовных учителей.
Who are coming in the parampara system?
Которые приходят в цепи парампара.
Hearing in this way will cleanse our consciousness, will cleanse our hearts.
И слушая таким образом, мы будем очищать свое сознание, свои сердца.
All the material qualifications that are within will go out.
Все материальные качества, которые находятся в нем, они уйдут.
Why is that?
Почему это так?
Because the Bhagavatam says, Shinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidyantakstoya Vidrani Bidunoti Suritsatam. That Lord Krishna is inside of your heart as the Paramatma.
Здесь говорится, что Господь присутствует в твоем сердце как Параматма.
And when he sees that we're making an effort to hear about him, then he becomes pleased.
И когда он слышит, что мы прилагаем усилия для того, чтобы слушать о нем, он удовлетворяется.
And from within your heart, he starts to do the work.
И в твоем сердце он начинает совершать работу.
He removes passion.
Он убирает страсть.
He removes ignorance.
Он убирает невежество.
And then you become situated in the mode of goodness.
И тогда ты становишься погруженным в модус благости.
And from that mode of goodness, one becomes capable of having spiritual realization, understanding, and life.
Тогда с этого уровня благости человек может начать свое духовное самоосознание.
Even as devotees, we want to become situated in mode of goodness, but we don't want to stay in the mode of goodness.
Как преданные, мы хотим быть в модусе благости, но мы не хотим оставаться в нем.
Because we want to achieve the position of pure goodness.
Потому что мы хотим занять положение чистой благости.
Because in that position, we will have the ability or the capability to see Krishna eye to eye and to serve him personally.
Потому что в этом положении мы сможем с глаз на глаз видеть Кришну и служить ему лично.
So three types of knowledge are presented by spiritual masters.
И духовным учителями предлагается три вида знаний.
First is sambandha or knowledge of our relationship.
Первое это самбанда или знание о наших отношениях.
And then there is abhideya.
Потом есть абидея.
Abhideya means the practical activities of devotional service.
Абидея означает практические действия в преданном служении.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, there are 64 activities described in our Nectar of Devotion.
Господь Читание говорит, что существует 64 действия, которые описаны в Нектаре Преданности.
Oh, there's 9 activities of devotional service that are described in the Shrimad Bhagavatam.
В Shrimad Bhagavatam описывается 9 процессов преданного служения.
What are they?
Какие они?
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So, Shravanam means to hear, and kirtan means to chant.
Shravanam означает слышать, и kirtanam значит воспевать.
And smaranam means remembrance of the Lord.
Smaranam означает памятование Господи.
Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam. Padasevanam is service to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Padasevanam означает служение лотосным стопам Господа.
Bandhanam is offering prayers.
Bandhanam означает предложение молитв.
Archanam is doing puja to the Lord.
Archanam означает совершать пуджу Господу.
Dasyam is becoming the friend of the Lord.
Dasyam означает становиться другом.
Excuse me, the servant of the Lord. Dasyam is becoming the servant of the Lord. Okay. And Sakyam is to be the friend of Krishna.
Sakyam означает стать другом Кришны.
And Atmanivedanam means to surrender everything to the Lord.
Atmanivedanam значит все предложить Господу.
So these are 9 activities of pure bhakti which are described.
Это 9 процессов чистого бхакти, которые описывались.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Как Чайтанья Махапрабху.
And Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami.
Sanatana Goswami came down to Jagannath Puri to live with Lord Chaitanya. But when he was coming down there, he had to pass through the Jharkhand forest. And he was drinking bad water. And he wasn't eating very much. So he got these horrible boils all over his body. And so much nasty stuff was coming from those boils. And besides that, when he had been engaged in government service, he was serving the Mohammedans. So he considered that by serving the Mohammedans, he'd lost his caste. And so for that reason, he couldn't enter the temple of Jagannath. So he started thinking. He said, I've come to Jagannath Puri. I have these horrible sores on my body. I can't approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because every time I approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to embrace me. And these horrible sores will rub on his body. And I can't go into the temple of Jagannath because I've lost my caste. He said, therefore my life has become useless. So I think that the best thing for me to do is to commit suicide. So I can't see Jagannath, I can't be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let me just die. So he had an idea. He said, on the day that Jagannath comes out of the temple for Rath Yatra, and he goes up on the cart, I'll finally be able to see Jagannath. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be dancing in front of the cart. And I'll see Lord Chaitanya. And while I'm looking at Jagannath and while I'm looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll throw myself under the wheels of the cart and I'll kill myself. So that was his idea. And then one day Lord Chaitanya came to him. He said, Sanatan, your idea about suicide is not very good. He said, you can't get Krishna by doing suicide. He said, because that's an activity that's in the mode of darkness. You can only get Krishna by doing devotional service. And the best types of devotional service are these nine activities. But then Lord Chaitanya describes five activities of devotional service as well. And they're described in our Nectar of Devotion as five powerful forms of devotional service. And he says, Sadhu Sangha, to associate with devotees. Nam Kirtan, to always engage in singing the holy name. Bhagavat Shravan, to always hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mathura Vas, which means to live in a holy place like Mathura. Or to, Prabhupada would say, to live in a Hare Krishna temple, which is a holy place because the Lord is being worshipped there. And to worship the deity with faith and love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that these five activities of devotional service are so potent that if we'll engage in these five activities, very quickly love for Krishna will come within the heart. Or one activity of devotional service. Hare-nama, 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 Eva-kevalam. To chant the holy name of the Lord. So these are the practical activities of devotional service. And that will bring us to the next stage of the development of knowledge, which is called prayojan.
Это приведет нас к третьему уровню преданного служения, который называется prayojan.
Which means realization of the ultimate goal of life, which is love of Krishna.
Это означает понятие высшей цели жизни, которая является любовью к Кришне.
So we should always try to hear topics of Krishna.
Мы должны всегда стараться слушать темы о Кришне.
And we should try to hear topics of His devotional service.
Мы должны слушать темы о Его преданном служении.
And this is the best thing that we will be able to do for ourselves and the best thing that we can do for us.
Это лучшее, что мы можем сделать для других.
Just like this verse today, it said spiritual masters, and they're always helping the needy.
Так как в этом тексте говорится, что духовные учителя...